Today, another storyteller in our series. KJZZ is partnering with the Arizona Republic to bring you the Arizona Storytellers Project on the radio. Storytellers in Phoenix share their stories at live events in town. Some of the stories are about living here, and some are not. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
Eileen Spitalny and David Kravitz were close childhood friends. Today, they're co-owners and founders of Fairytale Brownies here in Phoenix. In 1994, Eileen and David had to relocate their business to a partially renovated space during their busiest season. It was that same year that they ran out of brownies.
So the orders keep coming, which was exciting, but we're doing business with a phone on the floor because they haven't put the windows in, and you're sitting on the ground with a clipboard, and they're calling our 800 number. We had been in the New York Times that year, so we'd say, hey, Mike, go down the street to our storage shed. We need 200 keepsake boxes. We got a big order. And so he'd come back and he'd be like, I got your keepsake boxes. There's 90. And I go, no, we need 200. And he's like, well, there's 90. I'm like, all right. So we just kind of started over-delivering with people. We had no systems. We just wanted to bake the best brownies in the world and be friends and have a good time doing brownies. And then people kept calling. They were so happy. But then David's like, just stop answering the phone. Don't take any orders. We don't even know how many brownies we could bake. And we're like, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to ration the brownies.
So we started the rationing, and it was it was six per person. That's what you were allowed to buy when you came into our store. And Eileen was working behind the counter, and a family friend walked in, and it was a friend of my mom's. And she wanted, I think, maybe two dozen brownies. And Eileen said, we can sell you six. And she was not having that at all. She wanted her two dozen brownies. And the strange thing is that there were nothing but brownies in sight. All you could see was like a wall of brownies. Brownie boxes stacked up. The guys were baking in the back. Brownies everywhere. And we said, no, those are all sold. Those are sold, and we can't even make enough. And she stormed out, and then Eileen started to cry. And, you know, that's where the friendship, I think, kind of has come in. And I told her it was going to be okay. It's just brownies. And I cannot tell you how many times in 22 years you said, it's just brownies. Like, it's okay. But people get a little crazy if their brownies don't arrive. And just so you know, the lady that left, she called my mom that night. And had a little talk. And then I got a call from my mom later that night. And of course, I'm not going to say no to mom. So that lady came the next day, and she went around the back where nobody could see, and we had her two dozen brownies all ready to go for her. And, you know, that was the last year we ran out of brownies. We put some systems in place and promised never to run out of brownies ever again.
That was Eileen Spitalny and David Kravitz, and since that day, they have never run out of brownies. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll regularly bring you more of these storytellers on KJZZ.